Miniota by Linda Clark. Congratulations to Colby Walker and Casey Funk on the birth of their son Memphis Allen Ronald. Memphis is also welcomed by his big brother Blake, his grandparents Alan and Janine Walker and great-grandpa Larry Walker, all of Miniota, and his grandma Jackie of Verdon, as well as aunts, uncles and cousins. Congratulations to Dylan and Stacy Stonehouse on the birth of their daughter Lottie Lee, a little sister for Frank and Sonny. Also, welcoming Lottie are her grandparents Murray and Lori Lockhart, Hamiota and Darwin and Donna Stonehouse, Elkhorn and great-grandmas Frances Stonehouse and Grace Watson, Elkhorn, as well as aunts, uncles and cousins. Our deepest sympathy is extended to the family of Alan McKenzie of Brandon, to his children Paige and Carter, to his sister Laurie Hampton and his brother Bill and Sandra McKenzie and their family. Alan, the son of the late Milburn and Roberta McKenzie, was raised at Miniota and will be missed by his many friends and his family. The Bertle Collegiate Falcons hockey team hosted the Hamiota Huskies on Friday evening at the Bertle Rink for their annual night to raise funds in the fight against cancer. Each year the team selects a family who has been affected by cancer, and this year the family was the Hickman Cole family in memory of Pam Cole Hickman, who died from cancer this past fall. Pam was a huge supporter of hockey throughout the years for her husband Brad Hickman and her brother Brad Cole, but especially for her three sons Hogan, Hayes and Hardy. Marcy Lewis spoke to Pam's fight against cancer and to the funds raised during the evening with raffles, tickets and the auctioning of the Falcons' pink jerseys. Each Falcon player sported a pink ribbon on their helmets bearing the initials PH. The ceremonial puck drop saw Pam's husband Brad, her sister Trisha Leland and nephew Jackson Leland, a member of the Falcons, at center ice, as the captains of the Bertle Falcons and the Hamiota Huskies vied for the puck. The Falcons won the game in overtime. A large crowd made for a most successful evening financially, with funds going to support cancer patients locally. The Bertle Falcons returned to Hamiota the next night and were defeated in that game, also in overtime. Hoping everyone had a wonderful Valentine's Day. It is I Love to Read month at the Miniota School, and guests are joining the students for reading throughout the month. As well, the grade 5 and 6s invited seniors to play cards with them at the hall. The chosen game was Hearts, most appropriate for Valentine's Day. There is no winter without snow, no spring without sunshine, and no happiness without companions. Korean proverb. Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Alice Polk visited Ethel Bowles on Tuesday. Agnes Moyer from Griswold visited Kay Cross, February 9. Marge Tapp and Karen are always treating the residents of Princess Lodge with flowers, candies, etc. Karen brought in a beautiful rose plant for Valentine's Day. Les and Bernice visited Tim and Heather and family of Rokenville on Sunday. I, Janice, went to Gary Ritchie's funeral, on February 10 at St. Paul's United Church. Derek and Carly Hodgins picked me up on Saturday, February 11, to watch Zane play hockey at Lenore. Zane is doing very well with hockey. I enjoyed every minute of it. I will be joining the Royal Purple Ladies on February 14 for dinner at the golf course restaurant. Sale is putting on dinner on February 16 with roast pork and all the trimmings and entertainment to follow. Audrey leads us with exercises Monday and Tuesday mornings. Evelyn leads us on Thursday morning. April showers bring May flowers. We have water running down the street. I don't think it will bring anything but ice when it freezes. Some of the residents are going to the Valentine's treat at St. Paul's United Church, February 17. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.